I'm back with Pat Schwab and her prescription for dealing with very challenging times. When hell freezes over, ice skate. This recording focuses on the third letter, A. S was scream and cathart, although we do not recommend that in the lobby. K was keep your perspective with humor. A is, well, there are two A's, analyze and accept. Well, there is no shortage of analysis. You cannot pick up a newspaper or listen to the radio without hearing an analysis of our economic and credit crisis. Even with lenders who are clear they are not responsible for this overall crisis, are there possible avenues for personal analysis as well?
Part of it is to prevent this from happening again, so you look at what clues did you have.
Oh, okay. I have spoken with lenders who were in the subprime market, and I remember one gentleman in one of my tax return analysis training classes who says, you know, we did sell a lot of subprime. He says it was a legitimate product. We totally disclosed this is the product, and there were people who chose to buy it. And so he was saying, you know, I've looked at that, and I don't think that I did anything wrong. Or that my financial institution did.
And I'll be the first to say the lenders who lied, misled, or did not fully disclose to borrowers should, quite simply, be in jail. But that's not most lenders, and certainly not the lenders in most credit unions and community banks across the United States. Pat, even if I'm a lender who's comfortable that I acted ethically and was not a cause of the overall problems, what might be some areas I personally can take responsibility for?
Maybe you have to get some better skills. Maybe you were in tune with the market, but you were not in tune with a certain customer, with a customer base that you had, that you could have possibly anticipated something, or you could have just been more available to them. And so from here on out, what can you do to make yourself more available? Can you anticipate what is going to happen next? Can you get yourself, your bank, your customers, your fellow lenders, you know, prepared so that you're sort of standing on point? You've got them trained, they're ready to take off. And as soon as this puppy turns around, man, everybody's ready to go.
So it sounds like there could be a third A, and that would be act. Yeah, be ready to act
be ready
by
to act.
Doing that.
What I'm hearing you say, Pat, is that every lender can benefit from some self-analysis to understand any part they may have played, and then to see if there are steps they can take, forward-looking steps, to improve their ability to prevent a repeat and to help their borrowers through the challenges we face right now. It's easy to get mired in analysis, what we should have done. I'm a big fan of staying focused on what I should do now and next. That covers the first A, analysis. In the next recording, Pat will help us with accept.